out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Welcome back. Sorry about my squeaky chair. I'll try to get positioned here. There we go. I'm coming to you from Port Townsend, Washington. This is a small town about 50 miles west of Seattle. This is the town where I grew up. I'm here in my mother's art studio. You can see some interesting paintings and stuff in the background, as well as a picture of Mr. Monk up there. And I'm here for a couple of weeks. Next week, I'll be faculty on a workshop with John Clayton, Jeff Hamilton, and a whole bunch of other wonderful faculty at the Port Townsend Centrum Jazz Workshop. So I'm practicing a little bit here, and today I wanted to get into this song called Introspection. Introspection is a song that I didn't play for a long time. I didn't learn it for a long time, I think really until I did my recording of Monk's music. I was always a little bit intimidated by it, I guess, because of the amount of chords that are in it. It's just packed with harmony. So I'd like to spend this video kind of talking about how this song is put together in terms of the harmony and the melody, and how to negotiate that and how to get some voicings on the guitar that makes sense. So I'll play a little bit of it. It goes like this. So that's the thing. It's kind of an A-A-B-A, and then the last A has a little bit of a tag on it. So let's go through it. So there's a pickup. B minor, right? And as the voicing goes, I'm just playing a B-A-D-E, typical B minor 11th kind of voicing. One, two, three. That's the downbeat. It goes up a half step to C minor 11th. D flat 7, sharp 9. D flat 9, sharp 11. It could also just be a 7th sharp 11, but the important thing is that sharp 11, because that's the melody. I could do it. If I'm playing it up here, I'm going to tend to play the 7th, because playing the 9th is a little more awkward for me, but I could do it either way. I don't like playing this so much in the 5th position root, playing the root, flat 7th, 3rd, and the sharp 11, but it's easy with a 6th string root because of the fingering. You don't have to stretch your pinky out like this. You can just come here. So maybe. So interestingly, it kind of, at the beginning, like, it's a lot of chromatic sliding around in this song. So starts off with this pickup in B minor 11, then goes to C minor 11. Then to a D flat 7 with sharp 11, then to a C 7 sharp 11. So it just goes down the half step. La, da, 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 da. So a C 7 sharp 11 to a B 13. Da, 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 da. That's the melody, but that's on a C 7 sharp 11. And now he's playing a G sharp. Which is now the 13th instead of the sharp 5. It's a sharp 5 on the C7. I know this is a lot of, I'm gonna be saying a lot of chords as we go through, so I hope it's clear. That's the first two phrases.
phrase. This is a wonderful melody. It kind of goes up chromatically. I mean, let's see. It uses almost all the notes, I think. From C sharp. D, E, F, E flat. That hasn't been used yet. So F, E flat, F, G, F sharp, G sharp. Back to G sharp, G natural. Now this, I'm calling this G sharp, we're gonna call it an A flat because we're in a B flat minor. This is like a 2-5 in the key of A flat. B flat minor, 7th to a E flat 7 with a sharp 11. And then you get to this B natural. So you have used all the notes from C sharp up to C. Wow, I never even... I don't think I ever even noticed that. I'm just thinking about it right now. I could be wrong, but I'll check that later. Anyway, let me get back to the melody. First phrase. Second phrase. Third phrase. That's what I'm playing. B flat minor 7. E flat 7, sharp 11. I'm kind of throwing in flat 9 there just because it's easy. Fourth, let's see, first phrase is. Second phrase. Third phrase. And then the fourth phrase. There's a little counter line. See, it's a 2-5-1. It goes like B flat minor 7, E flat 7, A flat major 7. This kind of goes a little walking down from the major 7th to the 6th. Time. The important thing on this is also like the rhythm of the melody is really interesting. I'm not singing all the notes exactly right because it's kind of hard to sing, but. I guess we could call this the fifth phrase. Is that right? First phrase, second phrase, third phrase, fourth phrase, fifth phrase. This one I think in the last video we saw this voicing here when we did a. That thing, which was kind of functioning as a A flat 7 with a sharp for the flat 9, kind of a diminished function. This is, in that case, we were playing a G sharp A on the top with a third in the bottom being the C G sharp A. As in coming on the Hudson, or you hear this voicing in Crepuscule with Nelly, which we haven't gone over yet. That's going to be a long video. But anyway, you'll hear this voicing a lot at Monk, which is like a tritone. Sorry, not a tritone. This interval. It's like I don't even really know what you would call it. It's like if this is a root, this would be a sharp five and then a six, but the intervals are like 0, 8, 9 or something like that, you know, but the voicing is you have an augmented fifth and then a semitone. So that's a voicing to, if you want to play monk tunes, that's a voicing to get used to, even though it's a little awkward. You can get used to it. And here it comes as, it's kind of, I don't really know what to call it in terms of where it's going, but it's coming from A flat major. You know, to me it sounds kind of like a B flat 7, although there's no B flat in the chord, so. And it goes to a B7, sharp 11. That's the. So if this is the. So if this is the first phrase, second phrase, third phrase, fourth phrase, fifth phrase. We could call this the sixth phrase. So it's a different, it's the same melody, but it's a different thing underneath. The first time it's this. The la-da-da, la-da-da. That's the melody. La-da-da, la-da-da. The second time it's like a B7 with a G in the bass. La-da. You know, and I'm playing this as just, it's just augmented, sorry, as an augmented, trying to get the guitar in there. Basically an augmented triad, you know. Could also play it here. But I'm playing it here because I want to get, I'm playing it fifth position because I want to get that C on the top, which is hard to get if you're playing it in fourth position. You can slide up, but I think this is better. I play it with the first, third, and second finger so I can use the pinky to grab the C natural. Right? So. And it comes back to the same chord again, this B7 with the sharp 11. So, fifth and sixth phrase. Five. And then sixth phrase. And the rhythm is. And that. The next chord, is my favorite chord in the song. So it goes. That falls on like four or something. No. And of three. It goes. So what is this? I'm playing A, E, B flat, F. Down in first position, using an open A string. It's a very strange chord. It's like two fifths that are, you know, it's like a fifth off of the A and a fifth off the B flat. So it's like two fifths that are a major seventh apart. Or you could think of it as two major sevenths that are fifth apart, either way. And this resolves to a D major. I'm playing that just like this, like I'm playing it like an F sharp minor triad. Da, da, da. So the whole first A section goes. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
What's the last phrase?
So pretty wild, huh? I'll call out the chords as I play them. B minor 11th, C minor 11th, D flat 7 sharp 11, C 7 sharp 11, B 13, B flat minor 7, E flat 7 sharp 11, E flat 7 flat 9, A flat major 7. This voicing to a B7 sharp 11, G augmented, back to the B7 sharp 11, to this chord, which is some kind of A. We can call it like an A with a flat 9, but it's also got an F in it, so flat 9 sharp 5, or you can just think of it as some open fifths, to D major 7 with a 6 in it. Then it goes back to the pickup. The bridge is kind of wild. There's a lot of more chromatic kind of sliding around. It starts in D flat major. It's kind of going back and forth between D flat and D a lot. But it's not a D. Normally when you have that movement, like a tonic, like a chord, like a major chord or a minor chord, and then to a chord that's a half step above is usually a dominant chord, you know, like for example in like Lush Life. That's like D flat. In fact, it's the same key. That's interesting. If you play Lush Life, you play a C natural there. B the first time. C natural. Wherever it goes. So anyway, what's going on here? Oh yeah, first it goes to E. Different composer, different song. Sorry, but the point of it being that usually you hear stuff like D flat to D7, because the D7 is like a dominant of the D flat. So D7 could be thought of as a substitute for A flat 7, of course. So but in this case, it's another major chord, the bridge. It just goes up to D major 7. So slightly different melodies on the. That's a triplet. That's. I think on Solo Monkey, kind of maybe he plays that second one like. He might just continue the triplet. This is like quarter note triplets. Up to E flat major. This reminds you a little bit like on the intro to Round Midnight. There's a so it's quite common phrase in Monk stuff.
So we go,
now to E flat. The last, going from the third down to the seventh. I'm just playing a typical kind of E flat major seven voicing. Nothing fancy. From G to D. So you see it keeps sliding around. So it's on E flat major 7 to D major 7. Then it goes a little faster, E flat D. And then it goes. Sorry, let me go to the beginning. Mistake. It doesn't go back up to E flat. It goes. Right. It continues the pattern, but it starts on D major. So start at the beginning of the bridge, to be clear. D flat. Up to D major. Same chords two times. D flat major, D major, D flat major, D major, and then E flat major. D flat, D major. Then it goes. It's a little faster chord progression at the end. It's a D flat major, D major, D major, B7 sharp 11. So that goes. So it's. I'm playing D major with the melody's going. Going G flat, F sharp, I should say. F sharp, C sharp, B. Then F, C natural, B flat. Back up to D major where the melody is going A. A, B, D, F sharp, F natural. On a B7 sharp 11. Right? So that whole phrase is. Okay, bridge, play with me. That's the whole bridge, okay? 8-bar bridge, so it's a conventional length, but you know, not a conventional harmonic movement at all. Now the last A doesn't have the pickup. It doesn't have that because it's kind of this B7 kind of takes the place of that, because that just goes right. The B7 sharp 11 with the F in the top goes straight into the C minor 11 with the F in the top. That's the voice leading. B7 sharp 11, typical voice. Nothing fancy about a lot of these chords. It's just the way that they're put together. B7 sharp 11 and C minor 11. All right, so if I'm coming from the bridge, the last part of the bridge. Comes right in, back into the last A. That's like 3-4, babble, bum, bum. This is the same. Now the tag. One more time to D flat. It almost sounds like the beginning of the bridge, which goes. But this one goes. I think on the Solo Monk he does a little counterline like. That's okay, so that's. This is a D flat major. Now you can do this with the open E, actually, is kind of nice. That way I can get this voicing. I'm playing D. C, B, open E. Playing this counterline C, B, A, G, la, da, da, da. And the G goes to an A, goes to a G flat. This is like an A flat 7, or you know, you could just think of it as a C diminished triad with a G flat in the bass, with a D flat in the bass there underneath it. So I'm playing D flat, G flat, C, E. Like a major 7, D flat, F, C, with another D flat in the top because that's the melody. What would be a good. And that last one comes on 4. Le boom bo bo do bo da 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 la da da. That's the end of the song. So, well, look at that. You could even use an open D there. I didn't think about that. I'm always discovering new things. Again. Anyway. Oops. That's nice. So you can see what I'm doing on a plane. Or you could throw the B in there too. Open D, C, B, E. La 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 America. I think the title is appropriate, Introspection. There's a lot to think about in there, especially this chord. On the recording, I spent some time with this chord, and I kind of use it as a... I kind of do some stuff with it. You can check it out if you like. Thank you for joining, and any suggestions for the next song you'd like to hear would be welcome, or any comments, as usual, and we'll see you next time. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.